sorry. You must be confused. I can explain. You see, the pain you felt when you woke up was a new hunger. A hunger for mana. I found you alone in the forest on the verge of death. I could sense it from so far away. Such a sad soul. All alone. No shoulder to cry on. No mother to help them. No person to save them. Your time was slowly coming to an end. All things are slowly coming to an end. Something can stop aging, but they can still die. I do not understand why you would want to stop aging permanently. Isn't the thought that if you die, it won't be peaceful a terrifying one? When someone's time is drawing near, my species is drawn to them. Human, you were dead. I understand that it might be shocking for you to know this, but I feel as if it was right to tell you. When I made it to your side in the forest, you heard my cries and shared my sadness. I watched you close your eyes and go still. But I kept your soul in your body. I can feel your emotions. You were afraid. Most religions expect to find peace on the other side and to see nothing but darkness. That is not peace. Time has no meaning for souls. The passage of time is only an illusion used by those who exist in the realm of mortals. The small place I made to hold your soul, that was a small fraction of what I know eternity as. You would cry too if you were me. My life solely exists around death. It takes so much to bring back one soul. What I did for you was a blessing from me, but still a curse. Your soul does not care for your mortal desires. It yearns to leave this realm, but I don't want it to. You seemed so sad. Your story is so sad. I followed at a distance and slowly approached as your time grew near. For the first day, you were frantic, trying desperately to find anything. And on the second day, you searched for water but found none. I remember that night better than the first. You tried so hard not to cry. You whispered to yourself that crying would only make you more dehydrated. The reality of your situation bred hopelessness, and you ended up crying. From the shadows, I too cried. On the third day, you seemed to accept your situation. That is why you died that night. If you wanted to wait for the very end, you would have lasted a few more hours, but as you lied against the tree and I sat at your side, you simply let go. I didn't want your story to end, so I picked you up and used magic to preserve your body. I walked and walked and walked. Days became weeks, weeks became months, and months became years. I needed to find the right place, the right time. The small amount of the world that you knew is gone. The memory of that place is like a small memory of a dream. In order to keep your soul here, I have to provide a constant supply of mana. That pain in your chest is your soul trying to break free. And I can provide mana with you by doing things that a lover would do to her husband. But if I hold you like this, I can share my mana. And while we touch, our souls rely on each other. My love for you is more than just a heart. It's my soul. My touch. It feels warm now, doesn't it? It's because you are technically undead. You're no longer a man. At least not a human one. Just let me take care of you. I want to give you the love and death that you never had in life. I don't want our relationship to be like other monsters. I don't want it based off of lust. Would you like that? Thank you. And in truth, I would like to know you better. I want to know what your life was like. It's a shame that I only saw the end of it. I just want to hug you and give you comfort. Everything is okay now. The pain, it's all gone. I am here. I exist for you. My heart beats for you. My soul reaches out for you, and my tears fall for you. My mind was set on this moment since I first saw you. Watching you die was like watching my husband die. The love of my life just vanishing. There are people here who refuse to believe in souls and afterlives. But if you see a person take their last breath, you will know that there are souls. The thought of these concepts are just as frightening, even if they aren't real. But for now, you should rest. While you sleep, I will hold you and kiss you. I love you. Sweet dreams.